The Aged Care Royal Commission has heard plenty of evidence about the abysmal standard of meals in some facilities. So it was little surprise that social media lit up with anger when the relative of a South Australian aged care resident posted a photo of a plate of baked beans and mashed potatoes she says was served for Christmas lunch. The company that owns the facility claims it's not what it seems, as Rhett Burney reports.
At a time of year when most people are enjoying the best that life can bring, it's an image that suggests some elderly Australians might have shared little in the way of Christmas cheer.
I was sent an image on my social media of a pretty much slopped out big spoon of baked beans with a couple of scoops of mashed potato.
That's South Australian MP Nat Cook. The photo she's talking about was posted on her Facebook wall on Boxing Day by the daughter of a female resident at the Vale's aged care home in Adelaide. The parliamentarian says the woman was taking her mother back into the nursing home on Christmas Day when she found another resident
crying in her room because that was the Christmas lunch she'd been served on Christmas Day. So very upset. And I'm told that other residents also were having the same lunch.
The Aged Care Royal Commission has heard damning evidence of a system that's failing the nation's elderly, including when it comes to the nutritional content and general standard of food being served at nursing homes. Nat Cook's Facebook page, which has more than 6,000 followers, went into overdrive, with social media users taking aim at the aged care facility and the sector.
This saddens me so much. I can't imagine there being a good enough reason for this, even if requested, or dietary reasons.
One user wrote. Another commented.
A disgrace on any day, but to be served up on Christmas Day is total negligence. Some people have no moral compass.
And from another.
People need to out these places.
Others with family members in aged care homes were quick to point out that their relative had had a far better experience, both at Christmas lunch and at mealtime in general. Neil Pahuja is the CEO of the Vale's aged care home, where it's claimed the photo was taken, and he admits it's a bad look.
That image looked poorly presented. I'm sure it didn't leave the kitchen like that, but there's certainly room for improvement of serving baked beans with a cheesy mash.
But Neil Pahuja says the baked beans and mash was only served to residents as an option for those wanting a light dinner. And he says the Vales did in fact provide a Christmas lunch for its residents.
Actually, the main meal of the day was a roast lunch, as has been posted on the Nat Cook's Facebook page, as with our written response explaining what food was offered in the day, and that the evening meal is a light meal. There are numerous alternatives.
This isn't the first time the Vale's aged care home has been called out over its menu on Facebook. A social media user posted on its page in September claiming,
"The meals are an absolute disgrace. No nutritional benefit whatsoever. Party pies and pizza. Don't you have any decency?"
But Neil Pahuja says there is no problem with the food being served at the home.
There's no shortage of celebration or food. In fact, in our facility, the food is unlimited. So you get breakfast, lunch, dinner, morning tea, afternoon tea, and if you're still hungry outside of those hours, you just ask and it is made.
South Australian MP Nat Cook says she's spoken with Neil Pahuja. She wants stricter regulations brought in so that all nursing homes and hospitals are serving residents and patients with quality nutritional food.
The Vale's all-aged care home CEO Neil Pahuja ending Rhett Burney's report.